I'm going to start off our talkbacks with a note from our good friend Ian down in Minneapolis. Ian is a new member to KAXE and an avid phenologist, and this is his note to me this week. It is so cute. He says, Mr. Latimer, first of all, I love that. Oh, spring is back with a vengeance. So much of this season has emerged in the past 48 hours, it's made phenology journaling a chore. I know what he means. I had 48 notes this past week. Unbelievable. I haven't had 48 notes since probably last fall. The spring kickoff began on the morning of Saturday, April 21st, when a couple of morning cloak butterflies flitted over the ice and snow in my backyard. Later that afternoon, I spotted a fox sparrow, northern flicker, turkey vulture, and yellow-bellied sapsucker, all firsts of the year. On Sunday, April 22nd, I heard a solitary spring peeper singing, spotted a hermit thrush scratching leaf litter for food, and crept up on a few male wood ducks at a small vernal pond in Theodore Worth Park. And today I spotted my first chipmunk, violet, Siberian squill, song sparrow, and bat. To think that 1 week ago today we were digging out from a blizzard. That from our friend Ian Welch down in Minneapolis. Thanks, Ian. It can be a chore this time of year, but what a chore. Yeah, one that we approach with gusto. We also heard from Ed Dallas. Ed says that in his neighborhood, let's see, goldfinches in full yellow. He found a beetle out crawling around. He saw his first moth. Spring peepers on the 22nd and yellow-rumped warblers and a grackle and red-winged blackbirds on the 23rd, and a Compton's tortoiseshell butterfly back on the 18th. So many, many things going on from our regulars.